Lord, I'm praying for somebody that I hurt a long time ago, and I'm praying that you have healed any wounds that I'm responsible for. Have you ever said or done something that was hurtful to somebody, and if you could apologize, you would, but maybe this person's no longer in your life and you have no way of getting in touch with them, or perhaps they've even passed on to glory. And all you can do is pray and ask God to heal their heart from a distance. This happened to me, and it makes me wonder about all the people who have hurt me in my life. Are they praying for me? Is someone out there sorry for hurtful words that they said to me? The answer is likely yes. If God's working on my heart, there are other hearts out there that He's speaking to as well. Remember all those people who have hurt you. It's very likely they've held your name up to God, asking for mercy and forgiveness. They may very well be responsible for the peace you have in your heart. Maybe God heard their cries and answered their prayers by giving you that peace that transcends all understanding. Give thanks for those who have hurt you, as you never know their hearts in prayer. You never know their request that they held up to God for you. Forgive them as Christ forgave you. And remember, there's likely a person out there like me who is praying mercy for themselves and grace and peace for you. The psalm says, He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. The Lord loves you, and the Lord will forgive you. So we pray for forgiveness, just as He forgave us. We ask for forgiveness for those who have hurt us. In Jesus' name, amen.